app.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Unions representing federal workers are putting more pressure now on Congress to come up with a spending solution soon. But if there is a government shutdown, here's what you can expect.
A shutdown would furlough and stop paychecks for millions of federal workers nationwide. Everett Kelly is president of the American Federation of Government Employees.
60% of the country live from paycheck to paycheck. The members that we represent live the same way.
A government shutdown could affect everything from Social Security, Medicare, and veterans benefits to social service programs like WIC. Essential workers like the military, air traffic controllers, and federal law enforcement would remain on the job. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
But with 3 days to go, President Biden is optimistic. He told reporters nothing in politics is inevitable. The White House confirms the American soldier who sprinted into North Korea 2 months ago is back in U.S. custody and on his way home. Travis King's release was secured with the help of Sweden and China. Seven Republican candidates will be featured in tonight's second GOP presidential primary debate, including former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who's seen some gains in polling lately. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
There are signs that she's got broader appeal perhaps beyond the Republican Party. That may allow some of those that want to do well in Iowa to go after and suggest she's not conservative enough, perhaps on that issue of abortion.
The party's front runner, former President Trump, will not be there tonight. He's rallying voters now in Michigan, including thousands of auto workers on strike in Detroit. Former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is out on bond after pleading not guilty to federal bribery charges today. He and his wife are accused of taking cash and gold bars from businessmen in exchange for political influence and intel. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Prosecutors are going to have to show that corrupt intent. They're going to have to show that Senator Menendez was essentially abusing his position, that even if he didn't say the words, "Give me that cash and I will do this thing," that is what happened.
It's unclear when he'd go to trial. Google marks a big milestone today. It's 25. Tech contributor Ian Schur says that's a big deal.
It isn't that often that a product becomes a verb to Google something. And that's part of why this is a notable moment here.
Check out today's Google Doodle. Shows just how much that logo's evolved. Bruce Springsteen has canceled the rest of his shows for the rest of the year. The boss is fighting peptic ulcer disease and was hoping to recover in a few months, but doctors are urging him to relax. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great candidates.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will host a public meeting regarding trout stream regulation changes in Pierce and St. Croix counties. According to a press release, the meeting will be held on October 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the River Falls Public Library Community Room. The DNR will gather public input on trout stream fishing regulations on the Rush River and its tributaries, Plum Creek, Isabel Creek, Trimble River, Big River, and Kinnickinnick River. The Republican lawmaker who proposed a $700 million plan to fund American Family Field in Milwaukee says the measure doesn't have enough votes to pass in the state assembly yet. According to a WSAU report, Representative Rob Brooks of Saukville is still confident the bill will eventually get through, stating, "I think anytime you start negotiations from a starting point where everybody's in agreement that we'd like to keep the team, that's a great spot." For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom the Hump Day Edition. And I don't know if you know, but tonight there will be the least important political debate of our lifetimes over on the Foxy Business News, simulcast
hey,
on Fox
Crudy,
News.
Hey, good to see you. Nate, work on the board. Thank you for your hard work today, our fair audience. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. And what debate? Really? There's going to be a debate. Does anybody care?
Very few. The combined candidates, the Republican candidates, they've lost only the Asa Hutchinson since the first debate that no one really cared about. But Dom, the combined polling of all those in attendance, because your birthday buddy, Donald Trump's not coming. Second debate, he's going to miss. Oh. And the rest of the participants in total, if you add them all up, they're at 37%. 37%. Polling debate with 37% of the viable participants.
Well, given the headwinds and challenges that the former president and current front runner Donald Trump is facing, perhaps it would be wise for people to tune in to see what the actual candidate. If Trump's not the guy, it's going to be one of these folks. So maybe it's more relevant than we think.
Trump is the candidate. He's your nominee.
Until he's not.
Until he is.
Until he's not. Come on, man. I mean, if get into some of the details.
That's a very powerful word, Trump's, if.
Indeed. But if he all of a sudden gets cut off from the cash flow, you know what I mean? He's going to have some, you know, Republicans hate more than anything else is a poor broke dude. So if it comes that all of a sudden Donald Trump, because of this ruling in New York on this $250 million fraud case, all of a sudden impacts the cash flow, not going to do it on the Venmo, baby. He's going to have some real problems. So maybe whoever shows up at this Republican debate, one of those folks actually might be the real nominee.
You know, I also saw something of a funny headline. You know, it's going to be sad. I think The View took the observation. Melania's going to be very sad when she finds out Donald's net worth's like $800. He's worth $800, Dom, on a good day. You know, he's
the
in the right
is,
mood.
You know, love will get you through, Melania. Love.
I don't think she loves him. I'm not clear how it would affect his cash flow. I understand how it would affect his abilities to do business, let's say in New York State, where he owns a lot of the greatest real estate of all time, right? He claims Trump Tower's in New York. What if he was parted from his beloved Trump Tower, where he claims he's got a 33,000 yeah. square foot penthouse,
but
the blueprints in reality say it's closer to 11,000. Hence the fraud allegations. Now,
hey, listen, if Trump is right and all of his valuations are spot on, he should be happy that Tish James and the state of New York could potentially force him to dissolve these companies and sell off the real estate, because he'd have his cash windfall, man.
You know,
he's saying Mar-a-Lago is worth what, almost $2 billion. I mean, come on, man.
Understand, there was the underlying thought that, according to Donald Trump, the Saudis would pay any price he asked. Just ask Jared.
Yeah, he knows. And why, Mr. Trump, do you think the Saudis would pay any price? And if that's the case, then perhaps you should sell it to them, and that way you wouldn't be a fraudster. But they're not, and you are.
Dominic, let's talk about a Foxy News board member, Paul Ryan. Prodigal son returns to the great state of Wisconsin here on campus, on the UW campus. Last time I saw Paul Ryan was around the corner here at Wisconsin Avenue, the Masonic Temple, you know, sort of had a candidate event with kids on campus. It was a little underwhelming. One of the Walker kids was running the event that day. Also very underwhelming. But Paul Ryan came, what, to UW's campus, and he's telling us the 100% truth about Donald Trump. Not a fan. Let's play it for the people. We're going to run short on time because we've got a breaking news story from the sports realm, and we've got Michael Clemens, our own sports director, joining us at 4:20 to talk about the blockbuster deal involving the Milwaukee Bucks. But let's play it for the people. Here he is, the ever dynamic, raging against the machine, P90Xen, Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House.
Now, I'm hoping we get past Donald Trump by, say, January. You know, after Iowa, New Hampshire, maybe South Carolina.
Nope.
If you're a betting person, if you go to the Vegas odds, I'm sure they're saying he's probably get the nomination. I still think there's a reasonable chance he doesn't get the nomination.
Who's going to win then, Paul? Who? Who's the alternative? Because it's one thing to say that guy's going to lose.
Got seven other alternatives, man. What do you mean? Does it really even matter?
Amongst the Republican base, there are no alternatives to Trump. They're all just poor Mike Pence.
They're all rhinos, huh?
Well, that or they want to hang him. I mean, how's a guy going to rise up and beat Trump if the sentiment amongst the base is, let's hang this guy? If we just hung this guy, we could keep the other guy. They're not going to vote for the let's hang Mike Pence guy. I'm just saying. There's not an alternative in this field. Not that the MAGA base would find acceptable.
Well, not today, not yet.
Not but ever.
September 27th. And Donald Trump just
talking about January. October is next week. October, November, December, January. Yes, it's not going to happen that quick.
Are you kidding me? I mean, how many months did it take for all these indictments to come down?
Three years?
I mean, if we look, no, come on, man. When did Alvin
Since Bragg, January 6th? Come on, dude. Three years. He's been out of office.
Floodgates open, Crudy. My point is, you don't know what's going to happen in 4 months. Look back 4 months ago and 4 months before that. You're going to tell me you knew that we'd be where we're out today? Come on, man. This is a whole new realm, man. Every second we go into a new future. You cannot tell me that you know what's going to happen with Donald Trump in January or next summer.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen next summer because there could be a trial between now and then. But between now and January, there's not going to be a criminal trial. He's not going to be convicted of anything, not in a criminal fashion. And therefore, it is my prediction, when we go into Super Tuesday and even the Fannie Willis trial scheduled for March 4th, Super Tuesday is March 5th. There will be 22 contested states by March 5th on the primary calendar for Republicans, including some of the big boys. Think Texas. Trump will be your nominee by March 5th.
Republicans lose with Trump, so says the former speaker. Cut two, please, Nate.
There's two reasons I don't think Trump should be the nominee.
You hope president. He's not.
One is
be
a practical
the
one is a only reason. Two? The practical reason is we lose with this guy. I mean, he won in 2016, and then we lost the House in 18 because of him. We lost 20 the presidency. We lost the Senate. Then we lost the Senate again in 2022. We lost 10 to 15 seats in 2022 in the House because of him.
Lehu Zaher. Let's keep going. Paul Ryan, suburbanites, not real fond of Trump. Cut three.
The new swing voter is not the blue collar rural voter. That's Republican. And it's not the urban. It's not Madison and Milwaukee. It's the suburbanites. It's college educated suburbanites. It's, we call them wild counties, Washington, Ozaki, Waukesha here. And take that to these other states. Do you think those suburban voters like Donald Trump more since January 6th? I mean, good grief. They didn't vote for him this last time. They're not going to vote for him again.
Ouch. Also, Trump unfit for office. Oh, man, it's just right on right violence. Let's hear what they have to say. Cut four, please.
Another argument, which is he's just unfit for office. Look, I'm an old school guy. I guess I'm old fashioned. I think leaders should endeavor to be honest, ethical, moral people who try to set standards for themselves and lead by example for the rest of the country. Donald Trump doesn't try to do any of that. He does the opposite of it, frankly. So I just don't think he's fit for the job.
But you didn't say that when you were Speaker of the House and you merged agendas with Trump. Remember that, Paul Ryan? That was you merging the congressional agenda with Trump's agenda. You were there for the tax cuts. You were there smiling and celebrating.
Had Hell, a big
didn't they have a house party to celebrate the House repeal of Obamacare that never made it through the Senate?
In 2 weeks, they're going to get a replacement for Obamacare. A couple more cuts from Paul Ryan. Cut five, please.
Is that 2 weeks from now?
The party that puts the first fresh face forward wins this election. If the Democrats somehow swap out Biden with I don't know who, they're going to win. If we swap out Trump, an easier, I think something easier to do, frankly, we're going to win. If it's Nikki Haley, if it's Tim Scott, if it's Mike Pence, if it's Ron DeSantis, I don't know.
Nope.
Maybe not that Vivek guy, but if it's, you know, I don't know him.
Maybe that Ramaswamy.
You know, this old school, come on, swap out. What does that mean politically? Tell me how that works, Paul Ryan. Or it's going to swap them out. Last one, cut six, Paul Ryan, please.
Well, I'd say if I had a bet, it'd be Biden, because if it's Biden, Trump, I think Biden wins. I personally would rather not see that. I would rather see a Republican win, not named Donald Trump. If you look at our primary field, and we've got another debate tomorrow, honestly, I'm just really looking to see who comes out of Iowa, who comes out of New Hampshire.
Trump.
We got two South Carolinians running. I think if you do the math on
Trump,
sort of the way it all works,
also went South Carolina
by mid-February, you know, before Super Tuesday, if we've got somebody that's shown some momentum,
nope,
you know, that could win one of these states, my hope and prayer is that the rest of the field gets the heck out of the race.
Thoughts and prayers, Paul
Thoughts
Ryan.
And prayers, Thoughts Republicans, and prayers, fella. That's all you got left.
And the big debate, the least important political debate of our lives, Dom, happens tonight. Because there's not a single candidate on that stage that can beat Donald Trump with the MAGA primary voter. No way. Not a one. Nikki Haley, you kidding me? By the time we get to South Carolina, if Tim Scott and Nikki Haley are both on the ballot, oh, come on, man. Trump's going to blast through like a bull on parade. He's going to have about 60% in that state. The whole combined field together amongst Republicans is at 37%. Trump's got like the other 60. Now, I'm not great at math, but I know that does not equal whatever Paul Ryan was trying to sell on campus last night. Come back. We got a blockbuster Milwaukee Bucks trade, and our own sports director, Mike Clemens, joins us next. Stick around.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been
making this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low near 60. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs near 70. Upper 70s Friday, chance of storms late, with increasing clouds throughout the day. Saturday, maybe a shower or storm, high in the low 80s, similar for Sunday. Currently, it's 66.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocate, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you missed any of this fine program, go to civicmedia.us, click on the shows tab, find the Devil's Advocates, listen to the interviews and the podcast.
Dominic, we've scheduled an unexpected appearance of our sports director, Mike Clemens, Civic Media's own, because the Milwaukee Bucks are involved in a blockbuster trade. And I don't know if you know, Dom, but Civic Media has committed to carrying the Milwaukee Bucks in six different Wisconsin media markets. We are big partners with the Milwaukee Bucks Radio Network. So,
Bucks and Six.
Bucks and Six. WISS, that's the Fox Valley. WFHR, North Central Wisconsin. WRJN, that's where you're going to listen, Dom, on 1400 AM. We're going to have your Packers, your Bucks, Brewers next year. Q98, the Northwoods. WRCE, Richland Center. And WLAK up in Amory. And Mike Clemens, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates. Man, I didn't see this trade coming. Drew Holiday on the way out. Who's coming in?
Oh, man. Hey, Mike.
Neither did I. Hey, Dom, Crudy called me last April and said, do you think you could get into some of these Bucks playoff games? Because I just started with you guys, and I thought, you may make some calls. Any reason why in particular? I can't tell you right now. And now we got all these stations where we're going to have Bucks games on this coming year, and it's going to be pretty exciting. So here's the deal. Damian Lillard, he wants out of the Trailblazers, and they're in a rebuild. And he's 33, and he's like at the peak of his career, and a point guard, 6'2". You know, it kind of reminds you a little bit of in the style of Dwayne Wade. And he wants out. Now, there was no word yet on if the Trailblazers had found a trade partner. But you know, the Bucks GM, John Horst, he's friends with the GM of the Trailblazers. Okay, it starts there. Terry Stotts, who used to be a head coach for the Bucks years ago, he's now back in Milwaukee as an assistant coach with this, you know, new head coach, Adrian Griffin, who's taken on. So all of a sudden, this thing breaks today. It's a big, huge three-way trade. The Phoenix Suns are involved. The Phoenix Suns are like finished in fourth place in the Western Conference last year. So they're adding on. They're going to get the Bucks, Grayson Allen, Keon Johnson, Little, Nurik, a couple of the Trailblazers have got a bunch of young guards. They're totally rebuilding, and they're getting the Bucks, Drew Holiday. Now, and also some unprotected swap rights and first-round picks 3-4 years down the road. So here's the deal. When you sent me to those games, Mike, and they're playing that series, and everybody thought the Bucks were, you know, the one seed and going to repeat as champions. Yep. And Giannis goes down with that back injury, right? And Budenholzer's like making moves that are out of his mind. It's like, who's going to cover Jimmy Butler? And nobody was. And so they had bad coverage on him. Holiday was not, you know, living up to what they needed in terms of covering Butler, and he's only getting about 19 points a game. And then the season's over with. Mike Budenholzer gets fired, even though his brother dies in a car crash just before game four, because the guy had some weird things about covering. Mark Lasry was the owner who got out like last January or December and sold it to Jimmy Haslam, his part. Mark Lasry said, you know, there was a game when I was still owning. He says, and our team was up against a really hot shooter one night, and they just, Budenholzer just let him go with single coverage. And he said, after the game, I said to him, why didn't you cover that guy? And he said, he'll wear himself out by the fourth quarter, which he did, but he thought that was a curious way. So there was Jimmy Butler playing all four quarters and scoring every night. And taking the Bucks, you know, five games in game five and advancing in the playoffs. So Budenholzer loses his job. So in this August, Mike, is when Giannis sat down with a reporter in the New York Times. And everybody thought, oh, he's just taking that out of the context. No, he's setting up a flare. He's like, I love Milwaukee. I love what we've done there. It was great to win that championship. But I want more. And if whoever I play for, if I don't see them doing everything they can to put a winning organization to give us a shot at a championship, I might not be interested. You see, because through this whole thing, remember they re-sign Chris Middleton, right, and Brooke Lopez this summer? Mm-hmm. But Giannis has an extension coming up this month, and now it's the 27th of September. So that's really been the story. Like, what is holding up this re-signing? And now you have your answer. They just traded. That's the only thing that the Bucks are getting is that one player, this Damian Lillard, about 33 years old, out of the Trailblazers. By the way, when Giannis was the team captain for the All-Star game, you know who his first pick was? Damian Lillard.
Now, do we have to worry about renegotiating cap room, things like that? Mike Clemens, our fine guest, Civic Media sports director on the Bucks blockbuster trade today. We got money to figure out here, Mike?
That part I don't know yet, because I know that what I'm seeing, you know, from the networks is that Lillard's still got like a 3 or 4 year deal left in Portland, but he pretty much told Portland, get me out of there. And now he's with a guy who really wants to play with him in Giannis. But when you kind of scratch your head and you see this stuff that Giannis said to the New York Times in August, and also in an interview, we played some clips on our stations, you know, during our sports. Then you say, well, this was the last shoe to drop. I mean, it's like, what do you want? We re-signed Chris, gave him a big deal. We're bringing back Brooke. Okay, what else do you need? This is what he wanted, this shooting guard at his side that he think will be more reliable down the stretch when they get to the playoffs.
And, Mike, people may not know this, but the Bucks, they start in October. That's just around the corner. Mike Clemens, the sports director at Civic Media. Mike, we're going to catch up with you again tomorrow. Little preview of the Packer game going on tomorrow night, Thursday night action, but big Bucks blockbuster, unexpected. Mike, thanks, man, for all these insights. Glad we started you off early, sending you to the Bucks games.
Right.
Mike, real quick before we run out of time, thumbs up. Are you feeling confident? Are you feeling good about this trade?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you would do everything you can do to keep Giannis happy. That's what it's all about.
Keep Papa happy. The Greek Freak. Mike Clemens, appreciate it, man. You're keeping us happy. We'll talk to you tomorrow about the Packers. Dom, I'm trying to keep the audience happy. Bucks in 6 media markets right here with Civic Media. WISS, WFHR, WRJN, 98 The Q, WRCEWLAK. Bucks, it's a big partnership. The water cooler's on fire around here, Dom. I'm telling you, come back, more Devils.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans are working on a strategy behind the scenes to avoid a shutdown.
We're going to continue to try to reach an agreement, pass it on a bipartisan basis, and hopefully keep the government open.
North Korea freed the U.S. soldier who crossed its border back in July. Military consultant Jeff McCausland.
It appears that the Chinese were involved, so it's only speculation, but
it seems to me possible that the Chinese, in fact, are the ones who are seeking to improve the relations with the United States.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez posted bond today following his federal arraignment on bribery charges. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Because of what we saw in the complaint, prosecutors absolutely think that they can draw that connection between Senator Menendez saying, I'll take your money, and in exchange, I'll use my official office to do this thing.
Menendez says he's innocent and does not plan on resigning. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Representative Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin's 3rd District has announced he is co-sponsoring the Pay Our Troops Act. The bipartisan bill looks to ensure military members and certain Department of Defense employees and contractors will continue to be paid as the federal government heads for a potential shutdown. Representative Van Orden called on his own experiences as a retired Navy SEAL to relay how vital this legislation is with the government shutdown looming. Democratic lawmakers in Wisconsin have proposed a package of bills to address the state's workforce shortage and address poverty. The bills would cover things like job and business development programs, skills enhancement programs, public transportation initiatives, and an emergency rental assistance program. The bills would also target homeless issues in the state by starting new programs for housing assistance and requesting a report to the legislature on the number of homeless children in the public school system. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I want to thank our most recent guest, Yvonne One, Mike Clemens, sports director right here at Civic Media. We're going to check in with Mike again tomorrow, Dom, when we're on the road from the Bavarian Bierhaus. I understand I might not be saying that correctly. Bierhaus. I've been corrected by a German friend. He's bringing his 94-year-old mother, Annalise, tomorrow night to the Bavarian Bierhaus.
Nice.
Glendale, just to try and teach me how to say the word properly. We will be partying Devil's Advocates, the Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. It commences again tomorrow, Dom. We're going to be in Glendale. Partying with the People is the official kickoff of their Oktoberfest. It starts at 4, just like us, Dom. And then we're going to broadcast live until 6, and then we're going to have all of you join us because it's a Packer game day. We're going against the Detroit Lions, a glorious victory for the Packers. I'm already putting it in the win column. We'll be in the first place in the NFC North after tomorrow night, Dom.
Keep dreaming, baby.
We'll have to make some gentleman's wager for perhaps a cold one or a chocolate milk, Dom. Oh,
a chocolate milk.
By the way, WRJN will be your Packer station tomorrow night. All of our fans listen in Milwaukee. You can listen to the Packer game tomorrow night, 1400 AM. And then when Buck season rolls around next month, you can listen to the Milwaukee Bucks on our sports flagship, WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM in Racine. That's the one you need, Dom. Just make a note of it. Glue the dial, 1400 AM. We play on there. We're playing on WRJN right now. But tomorrow, we give way for the Packers. A little politics, then Packers. And then Friday, Dom, back to another Oktoberfest. Got a jam-packed show planned for the people. We're going to be in La Crosse, going up to God's country, Dom. Got some fine candidates joining us there. Candidate Tara Johnson, running for the third CD, that's Derek Van Orden's seat currently. She'll be joining us there. We've got the chairman of the third CD, William Garcia. Got some other fine guests planned, Dom, so keeping us busy. And while we're taking a little commercial break, I was booking more guests for next week. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski joining me in studio. Let me confirm the time and date. That'd be Tuesday at 4:30.
Excellent.
So please make a note of it. She's joining me here in studio, Dom. You could come to town for a change.
Yeah.
See, Sarah, it's been too long.
I'll see what I can do.
Well, I don't have you traveling next week. Not yet.
Not yet.
The calendar not yet. It's still fall.
It's a fall in love tour, man.
People are still in love with us, Dom. They want to see us. Dom, milkshakes, chocolate milk, a child's favorite. I actually am not a fan of the chocolate milk. I was a strawberry milk guy, but only if you had so much strawberry Nestle milk in there that the spoon would stand up.
Oh, right.
You know, just putting the sugar crystals, right? The red sugar, just until it was just like a sloshy. It was like drinking slush. That's how I like my strawberry milk, Dom, but never cared. You know, I need a chocolate bar, but never cared for chocolate milk. But Tom Tiffany, Wisconsin's own congressman from the 7th. Well, if there's a hill he's going to die on, it could be, you know, funding the government, but no. What hill's he going to die on?
I got to tell you, man, perusing through the socials today and coming up with topics to talk about, all of a sudden I see this thing from Rep. Tom Tiffany. And here's what he tweeted out. I am from America's Dairyland, and you're damn right. I'm going to fight to keep chocolate milk in our kids' schools. Come and take it, Mr. Biden. Hashtag save chocolate milk. I don't even know what that means.
Is this a thing?
Is this guy not really like concerned about the government getting shut down, but he wants to hashtag save chocolate milk?
You can take the chocolate milk from my cold dead hands. I didn't know this was a battle Tom Tiffany was willing to fight and die over, you know, chocolate milk. Now we all like a cold glass of refreshing Wisconsin milk. Not that squeezed from almond stuff. That's not milk. Talk about the stuff that Dom tells us all the time. He worked on a farm one summer in high school. That's all I've ever heard.
Come on, for years. I used to get up at 5 o'clock every morning my senior year to milk the cows, man. Yes, I'm a big fan of the milk products.
Now, would you have to milk brown cows to get the chocolate milk, Dom?
That's not quite how it works, Curdy, but it's not the first time I've been asked that question by a city slicker.
Now, I would wonder what sort of conspiracy theory Tom Tiffany has wound himself around taking the chocolate milk out of the schools. Is this even been a proposal?
Well, you know, and
did
I
someone
had
on first... Fox News tell him this? Did he hear this on right-wing talk radio? Where is this coming from, Dom?
Unlike some of our conservative friends out there, I was curious, and so I did an internet search. And Newsweek has an article dated today. And here is what it says, entitled, Republican Push to Protect Chocolate Milk Sparks Widespread Mockery. Yeah, you think? And so as soon as you see that, oh, yep, it's Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany, also known as Toxic Tom, Crudy. He's been mocked online for displaying a sign in the House of Representatives to support his bill to keep chocolate milk on the menu in schools. I didn't know that was a thing. Speaking during a House debate on Tuesday, that's today, Tiffany, a member of the Congressional
Dairy Farmers. That was yesterday, Dom. Today's Wednesday. Hump day, buddy. Hump day.
I get it. I'm reading the Newsweek article. They have the date wrong, so my apologies. Tuesday, that'd been the 26th Newsweek, not the 27th as printed. He is a member of the Congressional Farmer Caucus, Dairy Farmer Caucus, displayed an altered version of the Come and Take It flag, which swapped out the cannon for a carton of milk.
Are we sure that was a carton of milk?
Oh, man. I mean, the Gadsden flag, now you got the milk flag. The Wisconsin representative said, quote, "Mr. Speaker, my bipartisan amendment ensures that none of the funds made available by this bill will go towards funding a rule that will ban flavored milk, like chocolate milk, in schools. This would ensure that all types and flavors of milk are available to school children." Well, this is the one time when, you know, like, the Republicans are all down with all sorts of different colors.
You know, I'm not quite clear, though, because the milk carton, as it's being represented as a visual aid, as Tom Tiffany speaking from the floor of the House, the milk carton has, like, a communist star above it, Dom. Is he implying that if you don't get chocolate milk, it's communist milk?
It's the star. Tom Tiffany cited, the Journal of American Dietetic Association, which found removing flavored milk from schools resulted in a 62% to 63% reduction in milk consumption by kids in kindergarten through fifth grade, as well as a 50% reduction in sixth to eighth grades.
I would not drink milk. When they stop forcing you to drink milk in school, I quit drinking milk. Because I didn't like the chocolate milk. They don't serve Nestle Quick in school. But that white milk stuff, I wouldn't drink it. Never have. Don't like milk.
Tom Tiffany from Wisconsin, in June, introduced H.R. 3930, the Milk is Indisputably Liked by Kids Act of 2023, or the Milk Act for short.
Can you name an milk is indisputably liked by kids? Well, that's not indisputable, because as a child, I did not like milk. And I know lots of other kids that don't like milk. Yeah, but
you're the Marxist communist kids, you know. But he's not talking about you.
But when you make an anagram. Real
American kids.
That's an anagram, right? Where you take the first letter of each word, but you don't turn the anagram back into the original word, do you? Apparently, Tiffany does.
Crudy. The Milk Act for short. The amendment would mean that schools would be required to offer flavored milk to students under the United States Department of Agricultural National School Lunch Program. In a statement announcing the bill, Tiffany said, quote, "Chocolate milk is full of rich nutrients that support bone growth and development, and millions of children enjoy drinking it. From the looks of things, maybe instead of trying to cancel chocolate milk, President Biden ought to drink a carton or two. From the looks of things."
Compare Joe Biden is the model of fitness if you compare him with Donald Trump. I mean, come on, Tiffany.
Or most 80-year-olds.
And
I've
met Tom Tiffany a few times. It's not like I'm a skinny guy, but neither's Tom.
In a statement to Newsweek on Tuesday, Tiffany said, "When you have a federal government that has created the worst border prices, caused skyrocketing gas prices, fueled inflation like we haven't seen in 40 years, what in the world are they trying to do to regulate what milk is served in our kids' schools? I come from America's Dairyland, and you are damn right I'm going to fight for chocolate milk in our kids' schools."
Dom, one of the texters, I think this is a thoughtful text, maybe if the Republicans care so much about the kids' lunches, they should fund it and give away the lunches for free. And you can throw in a chocolate milk just to make Tom Tiffany happy. Remember when Paul Ryan, right, created this whole lore, this fable about some kid that didn't want...
Oh, he created... Come on, man. You make it sound like it's generous. He lied. He made up some BS and lied. But please continue.
Okay. I call it a fable. You call it a lie. A tall tale of sorts. A fish story Paul Ryan tells about some kid that doesn't want the free lunch. You know, he'd rather have the lunch that the parents that care about the kids and with their kids, apparently. And Paul just ham-handedly told the story with no factual basis to it. But the reality is the hungry kid wants food. And if you're hungry at school, you don't learn very well. So these Republicans, they're so quick to turn off the pandemic free lunch programs. And quite frankly, Dom, there were times I don't even like admitting this on the radio. I grew up poor. My mom was a single mom, dude. And there were times we were eligible when I was a kid for free lunch. Do you know how embarrassing it was to walk up with that little ticket?
Right.
Instead of the dollar or whatever the case may be, and that ticket was always a different color. You know, you might as well stamp the scarlet letter on the kid. Poor kid. Poor kid. But at least I got to eat. At least I got to educate my brain with a little fuel and perhaps some education. And education is the great equalizer. But these Republicans, they don't give a damn about these kids. They want them born. They just don't want them fed. Except for the chocolate milk. Thank God for Tom Tiffany.
It's so important. The amendment was passed by a voice vote. It comes against the backdrop of the USA considering banning flavored milk, including chocolate, strawberry, and other varieties from elementary and
middle school. Not strawberry!
The USDA is proposing a new set of nutrition standards for students aimed at reducing sugars and sodium in children's diet. Current federal law rules that schools need to provide a variety of milk options for students and list flavored, unflavored, lactose-free as option. Those in favor of limiting flavored milk argue that it contains excessive added sugars and can contribute to childhood obesity, and that it helps kids develop a preference for sweet beverages. On the opposite side, those against limiting flavored milk state that eliminating it would result in reduced milk consumption among children.
Here's my compromise, Tom. Diet do for all the kids. You don't need the milk. Do what Papa Crudy does. Just drink the ascertained filled rot gut and keep smiling.
Acronym. It was an acronym, Crudy. The milk. As Tom Tiffany labeled his bill, the milk is indisputably liked by Kids Act of 2023. So, you know, serious stuff getting done. In the Congress. And for real, though, I mean, obviously kids today, so much sugar and salt in everything. I get it. I mean, and of course, if going to drink less of it, that could be problematic. But, you know, when I give them a cup of sugar with their milk to make them drink the milk, is it worth it? Is that a health problem? It might be. But Tom Tiffany, man, he is there. He is there for you, solving your problems. I know we got some callers. Let's be patient. We'll come back to you at 844-967-2789. I want to give everyone
looking an at the text line at all?
I have not.
There's some clever out there. Well, and support those corn growers with high fructose corn syrup. Start health problems early. And the chemical companies that put the pooping cows that make us former milk drinkers sick. Oh, yeah. Well, not everyone's a fan. So only rich kids get it? Question mark? That's the chocolate milk. Do you pay extra for the flavor added?
Oh, you think you would, right?
There should also be legislation. No extra cost for extra sugar in my milk. Tom Tiffany.
What was it? Jolt soda. Jolt soda. All the sugar, twice the caffeine.
That Tom Tiffany. This guy's a visionary. Come back. More Devil's Advocates 844-96-PARTY.
I drink your milkshake.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low near 60. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs near 70. Upper 70s Friday, chance of storms late, with increasing clouds throughout the day. Saturday, maybe a shower or storm, high in the low 80s, similar for Sunday. It's 67 right now.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
We're back to you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join this fine program at 844-967-2789, but bring your milk when you bring it.
Dominic, right-wing talk radio, a source for so many in the state of Wisconsin, sadly, a source of misinformation, but they always out there claiming the family values, you know, good family values, like drink chocolate milk in the schools, you know, the important stuff, Dom. Well, that and have the babies, whether you want to or not, that's a family value, according to most Republicans in the state. But there are some juggernaut righty-whitey talk stations. I talk about them occasionally. I see them as our competitors, sort of our inferior competitors. Hate to punch down, but you must sometimes. But up there in the Northwoods, there is this big blowtorch of a station, WSAU. Now, we've got a much better station out of Wausau. Bull Falls Radio, WXEO, that's a damn good station. Chad Holmes does lots of great stuff there. You can hear us there each afternoon. But on the WSAU, I've told you, Dom, a lot of right-wing politicians, people like Robin Voss, go running up to the morning show on the WSAU. And, you know, there's this Meg Alphason or whatever her name is. She's like a Tea Party mama, and she's the morning host. And then she's got a co-pilot that does it with her, Dom. He's got a real name, and then he's got a radio name.
Gosh, wish you would have thought of that.
I know. Wouldn't that have made life easier? Well, I'm looking at the booking statement for the real-life morning co-host on WSAU. And as of earlier today, he's still proudly on their website, Dom. Apparently, they haven't fired him yet. Might be coming. We'll see. But Christopher Bernard Del Conte was apparently arrested on 3 charges and spent the night in Marathon County Jail, Dom. The 3 charges, 4th degree sexual assault, strangulation and suffocation aggravated, and battery, simple assault. Those are the charges he was booked into Marathon County Jail on, Dom. Now, this is a family values guy, and this is not simply a morning host. This guy runs, he's like the operations manager in the Northwoods for Midwest Family Broadcast. This is a big deal guy in this operation, and he's on the radio every morning spouting the family values, Dom. Not so much this morning, I suspect. Now, we do have some reporting. Do you share this on the Devil's Advocates page? I want to make sure I give.
Yeah, I mean, I got the reporting. Nate put it up on the rundown, Curdy. Civic Media's own Brittany Merlot at WXCO Bull Falls Radio reporting as such. A Wausau conservative radio commentator found himself in the Marathon County Jail earlier this week. 53-year-old Christopher Del Conte, better known to listeners as Chris Conley, was arrested on Monday of charges of domestic battery. Officers were sent to his residence after a humane officer who was at the house earlier for an animal complaint was made aware of possible domestic abuse. When officers made a follow-up visit, the woman told police she was struck with an open palm on her back because she didn't want to perform sexual favors. She also stated that there have been multiple prior domestic violence incidents over the past years, but police have never been called. Del Conte is currently released on a $500 bond, ordered no contact with the victim, and was escorted by police to retrieve personal property. A pre-trial conference will be held on October 12th. and a final pretrial scheduled for November 27th. Brittany Merlot, WXCO Bull Falls Radio reporting.
Doesn't seem like a real nice guy.
No, man, come on.
Now, wow. According to his, you know, personal profile on the WSAU website, he's got four children, doesn't mention wife, so perhaps this is just a live-in partner that describes the multiple circumstances under which she apparently has been struck by this man, because she wouldn't perform the sexual favors, I guess, Tom. So he hit her. But here's my question. Second trip out that day, not only is he hitting the woman, what's he kicking the dog?
Right. Humane officer at the house earlier for an animal complaint, and not much detail there. But I mean, if he's going to, you know, strike his partner, I mean, what would stop him from kicking the dog?
Well, it's
but I'm not clear.
Interesting to me, though, that somebody called the cops on the dog abuse or the pet abuse before they called for the partner.
There's a lot we don't know, and certainly any sort of animal abuse is bad, but so is human abuse, man. What are you doing? And so, you know, yet again, these Republicans stand up, claim to be one thing, and justify their behavior. Oh, and family values, yada yada yada, and then they go and act like that.
Wonder
so do you question their credibility then? You know, all you Republicans, yes, up north. I mean, this guy's been telling you whatever he's been telling you. And this is how he behaves in his private life. And apparently multiple incidents, more than once, domestic abuse if incidences over the past year, but police have never been called. Doesn't seem like a family values guy to me.
Well, I'm sure he's swell on the radio, though.
Got a great radio voice.
967-2789. Cindy from Appletown. How you doing, Cindy?
Hey, Cindy.
Well, I'm good, but I'm wondering why the Family Values Party doesn't value family values, and why most of the people that will hear this in the Family Values Party will just chuck it off and say, oh, well, that's the way it goes.
Well, there will be another morning host tomorrow or sometime soon, I suspect, Cindy. First, they'll eradicate his existence from their website, and then they'll whitewash over it, and then they'll roll out a new host and pretend like he never existed. That's how it's done, right, Cindy?
I guess so.
They never seem to draw introspective, though, do they? I mean, Paul Ryan last night, we started the show, Cindy, talking about Paul Ryan on campus here. You remember when Paul Ryan was the Speaker of the House and the Access Hollywood tape came up and Donald Trump was actually supposed to be partying in the first CD, supposed to come down for the big fall fest, and he was disinvited? And that was like the harsh disillusion of the Republican Party. I mean, the guy effectively admitted to being something just short of a rapist on tape, bragged about it. Then I take him furniture shopping. Cindy, Paul Ryan still merged his agenda with that man. You know, this supposed, you know, I'm better than he, merged his agenda with Donald Trump, and he knew what he was. He knew he was a sexual offender. That doesn't bother them a bit, Cindy.
Nope. It's pretty pathetic.
Cindy, really appreciate your call. Thanks for listening. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Try to never be pathetic. I mean, we're damn good radio here. And I told you, Dom, you know this. I sought advice once from an agent. How could we be even greater? How could we be super cooler? And the advice from the agent at that time was, well, get arrested more often. And we've, you know, been charged a couple times, Dan, but you know, for like First Amendment violations, we can go out there with the Constitution as our defense. Compare that to right-wing talk radio. And they made fun of us. Remember?
I do.
We were the bad guys. Right. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates, the happier happy hour snack. Stick around for it.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.